Here.
Legislator Gavaris.
Present.
Legislator Hanset.
Here.
Legislator Harmon.
Here.
Legislator Kitchen. And Legislator Uchitel. You have six members present, one absent.
Thank you. Please rise to the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I want to note that 2024 annual reports are on the OneDrive for the County Attorney's Office, Risk Management Department, County Clerk, Board of Elections, and Board of Ethics. I would encourage you to take a look at them. There's a lot of good information on the annual report. Approval of the February 13th meeting minutes. Is there a motion for that?
Motion to.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none. Is there approved? We're going to turn to Resolution 553 of 2024, the local law providing for an exemption on real property tax, the county portion of real property tax for displacing a new federal dwelling unit that Jim includes real property tax law, section 421B. This has been before us for a few months now. Last month, we did make amendments in section J as a request of the county attorney's office. And we then postponed it to this month. We would provide a copy of the City of Kingston law, which amended, which granted the real property tax exemption for city officials. Any discussion? I would note that the City of Kingston law did not contain any reference to short-term rentals. So my suggestion is we strike that section out of the proposed local law. And that's the one I would suggest we approve the local law.
I concur with you, Chair Provex. And, you know, just note that Kingston does reference that any violation of their laws would result in rescinding the benefit. And their laws are, you know, they've rewritten their laws in very strict short-term rentals. So it's like, you know, I think that we, in a sense, can leave it up to the municipalities to regulate short-term rentals if that's what the state wants them to do in terms of that. So I agree with that outcome, if that's the outcome.
Is there a motion to strike section G with deal with short-term rentals?
I'll second that. But I would like to hear from the county executive's office just if they concur with that striking of that section, because it was an ad from their side.
I would have to confer on that one. I do not know that one.
Okay. I just want to point out this is what we discussed in this meeting last month, and that was the reason that it was postponed, which I voted against, because I didn't want it to delay any further.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frustrating that there's not commentary on that.
On the amendment to strike section G, which is the short-term prohibition. What's your roll call? It's one more.
On the amendment, Gavaris.
Aye.
Hanset.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Levine.
Aye.
Uchitel.
Yes.
And Kovacs.
Yes.
Amendment is adopted 6-0.
Any further discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, you won't go ahead.
On the resolution with the local law as amended, Gavaris.
Yes.
Hanset.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Libby.
Aye.
Uchitel.
Yes.
And Kovacs.
Yes.
Adopted with local law amended 6-0.
Resolution number 709 of 2024, establishing a policy for legislative and public accessibility. The sponsor is Legislator McCullough. This was postponed for a few months, and we do have information that the Information Services Department has the ability to set up a phone line and voicemail for all legislators who want to take part in this, so that your cell phone number, your personal mobile phone number is not on the website. And I've been advised that there will be no cost to the county if the Information Services Department does set up a phone number to this effect. Any discussion? I'd like to the comments.
Yeah, I'm going to mention this, that suggest this idea to IS, and I think this is a better way to go. We don't need this law. I think if they just put us into the same phone system as anybody else in the county building, that'll help all of us.
And I would stress that it's optional, but if you feel you want to have your mobile phone number on the website, as many of you do, that's fine too. So with that explanation, any further discussion? Is there a motion? I'm sorry, Deputy Chair.
Thank you. I just want to make sure that the current language as the resolution is presented to us right now would allow for that proposal in regards to the switchboard and voicemail system. Unless I'm reading this incorrectly, I don't really see that written in the language of the resolution to kind of provide for that. I'm just seeing resolve number one, phone number requirement about providing a phone number that will be accessible. There's nothing that I see that makes it clear that this would kind of be a county IS provided service. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just wondering, I don't know if council wants to weigh in on this, but would this kind of would be something that we would be wanting to get more concrete language on before we pass this?
There'd be no harm in including that. I think it's probably covered by the first paragraph. To provide a phone number, the IS phone number would satisfy mm-hmm. that. You provide a phone number. But if you wanted to specify it further, sure. I wouldn't see a harm in that.
This is again another law that has no teeth. We can do this. IS is willing to do it. I think, as the Congress said, we don't need a law to do this. We can just do it. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know what we would want to. Why are we going to advance something that we don't need to do?
I'm sorry.
I was going to say something.
So two things. One is that I think that Legislator Levine's issue is addressed by 3A. Legislators will have the option to utilize a designated phone line or a secure communication platform that maintains their privacy while allowing public access. I think that is language that's trying to address that. It doesn't say it as clearly, but I think it does. And I think that even with the availability of this service, not all legislators would do it. If we say that it is part of our culture that you do it, then I think it does help people go this way. And though it doesn't include any clear enforcement provisions, I wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of the clerks if they were trying to get this set up. So I think we can actually think that people's access to their legislators will be increased by this. So I would encourage people to just go ahead and pass it as it's presented.
Any further discussion? Is there a motion? Is there a motion?
I did not hear a motion.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
To adopt?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
You want Hillbears?
No.
Hanson?
Pass.
Hart?
Yes.
Pass? Was that a pass?
No, I said yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Louis?
Yes.
You should tell me.
Yes.
Roberts?
No.
Hanson?
No.
The resolution is defeated 3-3.
Resolution 80, amending the rules of order as they relate to scheduling and rescheduling of legislative committees. This was introduced by Legislator Lopez. It amends the rules to require prior written consent from the deputy committee chair before the committee chair can reschedule a meeting. Jordan, did you have a chance to reach out to Legislator Lopez?
I have not had a chance to talk to him yet.
Is there any reference?
Yeah, I don't really have anything new to add. I just don't advise this out. It's a good idea, and I don't really understand it.
No. Is there a motion? I'll make a motion to adopt.
Second.
Any further discussion?
The only thing I was looking for this month, which we asked last month, is what started this, what caused it, and I haven't gotten anything unless you have as chair more about why this was introduced. Is there, was there a specific event that sparked this to be, you know?
You know, all I can say is I did speak to Legislator Lopez briefly, and he had some issues with one of his committees. And, you know, I wish he was here to let's all this, just for you know, but that's all the great part. Well, let's hear answer.
Should we make a motion to postpone one more? Give him an opportunity?
I don't think we'll be able to make it this time. Pleasure to answer.
Okay.
So, I don't think that's.
Okay.
Well, I think it's just up down the
road. Yeah, I mean, I would be willing to go a month postponement in order to get, even if you send something in writing that would help, you know, instead of the next meeting, you touch the chair and relays it through you, that would be fine too. I guess you get concerned when we're starting to do, you know, resolution for things that are black swan events. They've happened one or two times and this isn't really an ongoing problem. It happened. I think, you know, this could be resolved by just a conversation with the chair.
I'm willing to withdraw my motion to adopt if there's a motion to postpone.
I'll make a motion to postpone.
I'll second. Any further discussions? All in favor? Aye. Done. Right, move forward. By moving the man's hand, appointing Chair Peter Dave Bridwell as the Alter County Legislature member of the Sterling County Jury Board. This is an annual appointment. There's a two-member jury board, sitting of the chair of the legislature, the county court judge, and I believe at a three quarter of the top judge. And it's customary that the chair serve as our delegate. Is there a motion?
I move.
Second?
Second. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Resolution of the document. Resolution 122, setting a public hearing on proposed local law 2 of 2025. The local law amending the code of County of Ulster, chapter 232, live and breathe, definition in relation to youth employment programs. This is for a public hearing held April 15th at 7:10 p.m. Sponsored by Legislator Tavares and Legislator Litz. This would amend the definition of covered employee under the living wage law to exclude participants in the county's youth employment programs.
I make a motion.
Motion to adopt. No public hearing. Second?
Second.
Second? Discussion? See none? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Opposed? Seeing none. Resolution adopted. You will see Port County Resolution with one, size 470 on your agenda. There's no new business that I'm aware of. The parking lot law was withdrawn by the sponsor, and I think that will be reintroduced at some point in the next month. I believe Legislator McCullough is working with the Vetwood office on that.
And that'll probably be a simple resolution rather than a local law.
Also, very good. That'd be great. Any further business? Is there a motion adjourned? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.